We gather at the table of the Lord to receive together the Holy Sacrament in remembrance and in thanksgiving and in presence. For we believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person, Jesus, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, the body of Christ, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Do you remember those early Sunday mornings through all of COVID when at 8 in the morning we gathered on a windswept plaza to hear the gospel and sing the hymns and face off the fierce cold? April of 2021 was one of the coldest days known to man, but we worshiped together. Do you remember we committed ourselves to live with St. Paul, his 13 admonitions? Let love be genuine, hate what is evil, hold fast what is good, love one another with mutual affection, outdo one another in showing honor, never lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, practice hospitality. And so now here we are, comfortable underneath the common roof with a warm, well-lit sanctuary and a place to be together in more comfort with remembrance and with thanksgiving and with presence. The sacrament of Holy Communion brings a dimension of remembrance to us, but it's not just at the table. Remembrance carries forward into life, into culture, into society altogether. Wednesday evening, some of you were there, we gathered outside of City Hall as the rain fell and the flood came and the wind blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall. There were hundreds there waiting for two from across the great ocean, William and Catherine, to speak, and there was delay. Then there was a youth choir, wonderful. Then the voice of our current mayor, wonderful. Then the voice of our future governor, beautiful. And then a moment. William and Catherine coming forward, bringing us a reminder of who we are, perhaps who we are at our best. Citing John Fitzgerald Kennedy, "No, not pay any price, bear any burden, support any friend, oppose any foe. No, not profile, encourage, not the torch has been passed to a new generation, but rather, we choose to go to the moon not because it is easy, but because it is hard." They brought us, as does the table of the Lord, a remembrance of who we are at our best selves. But there's another dimension as well. Not just religion and not just culture, but faith. Many of us are here today and listening today because we yearn, we aspire to have our faith quickened, to have a personal dimension of faith that is reliable. My friend says that faith is the positive answer to the question whether life has meaning. Faith is the positive answer to the question whether life has meaning. And we are ready to receive that gift. Now, faith is not a work. It's not an accomplishment. It's not a labor. Faith is a gift. We receive it in remembrance. We also today receive at this table a sense of thanksgiving. After all, Eucharist means thanksgiving. Later on, we'll go downstairs to a nicely prepared lunch. We're going to remember one of our colleagues who's gone into retirement. We're going to miss her, but you know she was one of the first whom I hired here in 2007, a few weeks ago. And she, over time, the Reverend Dr. Victoria Gaskell, brought dimensions of thanksgiving, anointing during communion and following, a recognition of blue Christmas year by year, attendance at the depression screening that the university offers and support for that, and a personal love of the Psalms. Even those that are a little less than lovely, she found a way to love. There was a thanksgiving there, and we shall celebrate and honor that today. We are here to recall what the apostle wrote: "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." Isaiah wrote, "They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy hill." It seems so improbable in this era of pollution and pandemic and Putin and politics and pistols and prejudice and pain and all. Such an aspiration. "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." And yet, there is the high hope, the lingering hopefulness. Suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint. Hope is the negation of negation. We receive yes in religion and yes in community, but also, especially in this season of preparation, in respect of, in regard for personal faith. Faith, said Luther, is a walk in the dark, but faith is a step each day and each Lord's day toward a fuller sense of love and joy and peace. And to that end, together, not alone, together, we commit ourselves. We also at this table receive not just remembrance and thanksgiving, but a sense, a real sense of presence. "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence?" In our Methodist tradition, we don't speak so much of trans or consubstantiation, but about the real presence, which John Wesley taught and affirmed. Present here and now, hic et nunc, for each and every one of us, and not just religiously, but in the culture around us. Thanks to the generosity and a gift of a friend, last Sunday afternoon, we went to hear the Messiah sung in a full symphony hall, hundreds, thousands there to stand for the Hallelujah chorus. Beautiful orchestra, familiar and beautiful chorus and choristers, many of whom we've known right in these pews, and the whole stretch of nearly 3 hours. Next to us in the dark sat a fine family from New Hampshire, mother and father and two daughters, 4 and 7, 4 and 8, who could tell? And we greeted and complimented their lovely family, and she said, "Well, we'll see how long this lasts. Keep us in prayer." Those two were good as gold, good as gold. And during the four-year-old climbed her way up onto her mom's lap. And in part the second, she began to nod her head as the music cascaded. And in part the third, having watched the conductor, she decided to conduct herself and began to conduct with her index finger right along with the music at every point. You can't tell me there was not a sense, for all of the hurts of life, a sense of real presence there. We need John the Baptist every Advent, every year. We don't get to Christmas without Advent, and we don't get to Jesus without John the Baptist, the roiling River Jordan, where he stands saying, "I baptize with water, but one comes after me who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire," with a sense, a lasting sense of presence. So Matthew will teach in just a couple of chapters about this presence. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall see God. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for justice's sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Remembrance, thanksgiving, presence, true in all of the sacramental moments, whether it's baptism or confirmation or marriage or ordination or unction or the Eucharist itself. We are given this triune set of gifts, and for that we are lastingly, lastingly thankful. Beloved, with you today I lift mine eyes to the hills. From whence shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let us pray. In remembrance, O Lord, grant us thy peace. In thanksgiving, O Lord, grant us thy peace. In presence, O Lord, grant us thy peace. Amen.